hi, Paul Sackett. Good News Planet, speaking to Dr. Len Friedland. Hi, doctor. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
You're a practicing physician, vaccine researcher, and vice president and director of scientific affairs and public health vaccines at GSK. And that's a big company and a great company and a very socially minded one. We're going to talk today. We got some good music going on in the background there. we're going to talk about hepatitis, which, you know what, it's okay to have a little music because there's some facts about hepatitis and hepatitis A that I've never heard of. And infectious liver disease. I have a liver problem, actually. Right? Well, yeah, a problem. I got a fatty liver. Maybe I'm going to ask a question about that. Current outbreak. Understand your risk for hepatitis A and infectious liver disease. It's saying things here that how you can get this contaminated food and drink. You can possibly even infect others. It's important, especially now with pandemic. There's some serious things going on here. First of all, why don't we start? What is hepatitis A?
Absolutely. There are some serious things, and there's also some good things as well, because we can protect ourselves against this. So this is a highly contagious virus, and it can be spread from person to person, from hand to mouth, or from contaminated food or drink. Right now in the United States, we have 27 states that have an active outbreak. Since 2017, we've had 33 states with active outbreaks, more than 30,000 cases. About 60% of people who get hepatitis A end up in the hospital. And we've had more than 300 deaths from this highly contagious virus. But the good news is that we have vaccines that are safe and effective that can help protect ourselves.
All right. So now let's talk about the actual the virus itself. Hepatitis. Mm-hmm. What does that word mean? Hepatitis.
Hepatitis is a word that from the Latin. The hep is the liver. So itis means inflammation. So this is inflammation of the liver. And the hepatitis virus, in this case, hepatitis A, but there are other hepatitides. There are hepatitis B, hepatitis C, etc. They all attack the liver. And the thing about hepatitis A is it's spread from person to person or from contaminated food or drink from hand to mouth. And the thing is that when we get infected with hepatitis A, in the beginning, the signs and symptoms don't necessarily, put up a sign and say it's hepatitis A. It could be fever, abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, lethargy. And so before that diagnosis is made, we could be spreading it because it's highly contagious. And then we can end up in the hospital and we can also have death. And so that's why it's so important, because it's sort of like a silent thing to start with. That the best way to deal with this is just not to get it at all. And we're all potentially at risk because we all have exposure to other people. It's spread from person to person. We all have exposure to food. We've had outbreaks that have occurred in both fresh food and frozen food. And it can occur anywhere along that food chain, from when the food is harvested to when it's prepared to when it's served. And so that's why we're all potentially at risk, because this is a microscopic virus. We can't see it, but it's on people's hands, and it gets spread from person to person. But again, the good news is that we have vaccines. They're safe, they're effective, and they're also recommended by the CDC for children and also for any adult who wants to be vaccinated.
Okay. So is it food that is the main? Let's start with how we get it.
Right.
It's a bad apple. It's a bad piece of chicken. It's a raw. You eat a raw piece of chicken. What is it?
Right. It's not the food itself. It's that it's on other people's hands, and when they're touching that food, when they're picking it, or when they're preparing it, or when they're serving it, the virus is then on that food. But it doesn't have to be food. It could be people who are in. We've had outbreaks in homeless shelters, for example, where sanitation is not the greatest. We've had outbreaks among drug users, where the virus can be on their hands as they're sharing needles or sharing other things. And so it's just out there, and that's why we're all potentially at risk. When outbreaks occur, they're a big deal. Our public health departments can be overwhelmed, having to control the outbreak, and that's taking time away from them to be dealing with other things right now, like tracking people with COVID, for example, or making sure that people are up to date and protecting themselves against influenza. And when we get sick, we can end up hospitalized, we have deaths, but also we can be spreading it to our family members as well and in our communities. And so that's why it's important to know about this, because we can't, the risk is always there, and we're all potentially at risk. And that's why the CDC recommends vaccination for all children. Since 2006, all children above the age of one to be vaccinated against hepatitis A, and also any adult who wishes to be vaccinated. And one other thing to mention, Paul, is that less than 1 in 5 adults in the United States have received the hepatitis A vaccine.
I never heard of it. So, and no doctor's ever mentioned it to me.
No.
So, and I'm pretty much on top of this scenario.
Well, that's a good thing. That's why that's a good thing. The good thing is we're talking about it.
I'm at the doctor. but I'm sorry, Doc, but I got to drill down just a little bit more. I'm going to pick apples today, for example, okay? All right?
Right.
So this bacteria, I mean, you know, we're all confused enough with COVID. What did I touch that got me, that gives me the virus on my hand? What did I touch? What did I touch? To get it.
Well, it's not necessarily you touching things. It's other people touching things, and then they leave the virus behind.
What did they touch? How do you get it? How do they get it?
Right. It's in the environment. It's spread from hand to mouth. And so it's in our environment, and it could be on somebody's hand. And if they're not washing their hands carefully, they could spread the virus. So when you go pick your apples, go enjoy picking your apples. It's beautiful. Hopefully it's beautiful out. It's beautiful where I am today. Go outside, get the fresh air, wash your hands. That's what we should be doing.
So, for example, if a person doesn't wash their hands properly, I guess I never really thought, heck, I just said, you know, you're supposed to wash your hands after you go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So if they didn't wash their hands after, I'll talk real talk here. If they, yeah. they didn't wash their hands after they went to the bathroom, and they got some, you know, and then they touched an apple. Disgusting thought, but the point is, it could be. Are they chicken, and they're making some chicken, and they didn't wash their hands after that, and then they touched something else? Are these spreadable things? I mean, we literally know what spreads it. In addition, once you got it on your hands, right. now you go to the apple picking. But because you had dirty hands, put it on the apple, now you got the apple, and you're right. sunk.
Well, Paul, what you're explaining is accurate. That this is the way that highly contagious virus is spread. In this case, hepatitis A is spread in that way. But the good news is that, number one, the risk is low. But also, we can make it even lower, the risk even lower, if we are exposed
right.
to a contaminated food, for example, is through protecting ourselves, and that's through vaccination. And the good news, again, is that these vaccines are safe and effective. They're recommended. Any adult who wishes to be vaccinated can be vaccinated. Hepatitis A vaccines are covered by most insurance plans. And so that's what we want to talk about it. The other thing is that we want to keep ourselves as healthy as possible right now, because we want to avoid having to go to and be admitted to a hospital where right now the hospitals are dealing with cases of influenza and COVID, for example. So anything we can do to keep ourselves healthy, and that's vaccination is an extremely powerful, effective tool to keep ourselves healthy and our communities healthy. And there are many vaccines that are recommended for adults for against shingles, against pertussis, against, of course, influenza, against pneumonia, and also hepatitis A and also hepatitis B. And so this is not a bad story. This is the story as we know about
good.
It. Right. We have the information. And so we would need to take that information and do something about it. And that's with vaccination. So speak to your doctor, speak to your nurse, speak to your pharmacist, ask about this. There's a website I'll give you. It's cdc.gov/hepatitis. Mm-hmm. Learn more about
sure.
this. And then go out there and do what you can to protect yourselves. And then, of course, those around you.
I think the word vaccine right now is like the number one word in the world for the pandemic.
Well,
no doubt.
Well, you know, a quick fact for you, Paul. after clean water, vaccines are the most effective public health tool that we've ever had. And we all see the importance now of protecting ourselves against infectious diseases with vaccines when they're available. So here we have a vaccine. It's safe and highly effective and recommended and covered by most insurance plans. And we've had outbreaks in 27 states ongoing right now with hepatitis A. So the good news is we're talking about it. Do something about it. Go speak to your doctor, speak to your pharmacist, and go ahead and get yourself vaccinated. And while you're there, ask about the other vaccine-preventable diseases for people of your age, because we want to do everything we can right now to keep ourselves healthy.
Good job, doctor. Thank you very much for sharing this important information. I appreciate it, Dr. Freeland.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You as well. Bye-bye.